John 19:30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. John says that Jesus bowed his head just after he had received some sour wine. Hours before, when the nails were being driven into his hands, Jesus had been offered another concoction of vinegar and myrrh to deaden the pain. That offering he had refused. He was going to suffer all the pains that our sins deserved and would not cut corners. He would drink the cup of suffering with a clear mind. And as he neared the end now, and he knew it, he asked for a drink, and for the same reason. He would not dry up and wither away, but he would make the sacrifice for us, able to call out in a loud voice. A sponge was filled with the sour wine, put on a stick, and raised to his lips. Why the rigmarole? Why not just hand him the glass? Of course, it was because his hands were nailed to the cross, paralyzed. With paralyzed hands, he accomplished our redemption. He overcame sin, death, and hell. He reconciled us to the world. I should say he reconciled us along with the whole world to God. He worked our peace with our Maker, and he won for us forgiveness and eternal joy. And even now, though we may often feel paralyzed, unable to do what we would like, because he suffered this for us, we may reach up with thankful hands to God, or fold them in prayer, confident that he hears us for Jesus' sake. Because he suffered this for us, we may put our hand on someone's shoulder and say, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." Because he suffered this for us, we may work with our hands for the bread that perishes, in order to use it for eternal purposes. He went the distance for us, both in time and in intensity of suffering. But best of all, he let us know that this was so by lifting up his voice and declaring, "It is finished." 7 times, as you well know, the gospel writers record that Jesus spoke from the cross. 3 times to his God and Father, 3 times to the people around the cross, and 1 to everyone, to God, to the people around, to you, to me, to the whole universe. It is finished. This is the word that opens our eyes to see and our hearts to understand the royalty of that bowing head, ruling to the end and beyond. It is finished. And with hands pain-filled and paralyzed, when we see all this, can we doubt his commitment, his power, his love? He is the perfect sacrifice, perfectly offered, willingly, completely, knowingly, lovingly offered. What difference does it make this morning or the rest of our life? Or perhaps you remember the poet who long ago was known simply as the cripple. And he once wrote, "Dear God, though every shining door of life be ever closed against my infirmity, I know one portal standeth wide, when I have reached the margin of earth's strife. And this I pray, that if I languished here, tortured in flesh and mocked of mine own soul, that there my spirit and my body whole, I shall find work, and finding hold it dear. O give me, as life's recompense, to bring my new-found strength within thy vineyard fair. I have so longed for work. God, let me bear its stress and strain, my offering to my King. If we were able to talk with that poet today, we might remind him that in heaven we will rest from our labors, that Revelation pictures only serving him day and night in his temple and singing with the angels, but that will hardly be work. Or we might remind him that there is much to be done right now, for the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. As long as your heart beats and your brain thinks, you can pray for all people, for your fellow believers, for your congregation, for attendance on the word of grace, for all those who are so busy using their mind and body whole that they think they don't have time to pray. Pray for them. Yes, pray for us. Our Lord completed our salvation with crippled hands and feet. If your heart is praying, whatever limb or voice you may have that still functions will find the opportunity which the Lord puts in front of it. We might remind the poet of all this, but how would we respond to the Spirit with which he spoke? Our Savior finished our forgiveness and salvation with his own body and blood, and looked forward to the resurrection. Would it not be wonderful if we too, looking forward to the resurrection as we look forward to Easter this week, might even now have some way to show our love to him who loved us and gave himself for us? If we might even now have some work to do, some stress to bear, some strain to endure, our offering to our King. The hymn verse on your card.